went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Yes, honey, it is time for some Second Date Updates.
That's right, girl. It's our favorite time. We learn so much, and we help a lot of people out there.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, I remember us being at the tailgate parties. There were a lot of people hooking up that day.
That's true.
We knew they'd come on here.
We knew it.
This morning, we actually have Amelia on the phone. Good morning, honey. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good.
Oh, we're good.
We are good.
Yeah.
So tell us, you're calling in because you went on a date with a certain person, and who is that?
I went out with Corey.
Corey.
Oh, Corey. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about Corey.
Yes.
I know. It's cute. Just even the name is cute.
I know. yeah.
So basically, we met on Match, and we both really found out through just chatting that we both really like farmers markets and camping and going to Badger games. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool. And so, you know, after we kind of messaged back and forth for a while, we decided to meet for dinner at the Weary Traveler. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I saw him and I said, hi, he immediately seemed a little off. It was really weird. Mm-hmm. And he was like, are you okay? Are you feeling okay? And after I had something in it was weird. Like, he was like, do you have something in your throat? And I was like, no, I'm fine. It was really bizarre.
Yeah.
And so we had dinner, and it seemed like he was really rushing through everything.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, he was like, I have to get home. And he forgot he had a big project due at work the next day. Like, it was really weird.
Sure.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't know. I felt like we had a lot of connections when we were chatting, and then we met face to face, and he was like totally different. It was really weird.
So you two have been chatting like through social media for, you know, some time, and this was your initial first date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of odd. I don't know. If you sound like you've been connecting with someone, then you finally have this time together.
Yeah. And sometimes it's nice to take a couple weeks to actually get to know somebody.
For sure.
Rather than just show up and, hey, let's grab a coffee.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it was really weird because, like, we both looked exactly like we did in our photos, too. So it's not there was any surprises.
Ooh, that's important.
That is very important. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And but like you said, he seemed to, like, kind of roll through this date super fast and then came up with some excuse. He had some project to do. How long has it been since last time you spoke to him?
It's been a couple of weeks. Like, it was after we met up, like, I just didn't hear from him again. It was really weird.
Oh. Well, you must really like him to spend 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she likes him.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. All right, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, girl.
Hey, I give you kudos on that. Yeah. So I would be like, hell no.
Exactly.
I ain't going to waste my time on you.
I guess she wants to find out what happened.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what we'll do. We're going to play a song. And then when we get back, Amelia, we will call Mr. Corey and see why. It's been like 3 weeks since the last time he's gotten back to you, since everything sounded really good. And you really just want to know why. And, you know, either way, good or bad. So we'll figure that out. Coming up next with a Second Date Update, hopefully between these two, Amelia and Corey, next on 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams with our girl Amelia. Mm-hmm. She's on the phone.
Yes.
She went on a date with Corey.
She did. They met on Match. They've been messaging each other on Match for a few weeks. Had a lot in common. Love Badger games. Love to camp. But when they met for dinner at the Weary Traveler, she said he started acting like different, like weird, a little off.
He even asked, did you have something in your throat? Is that right?
Yeah, he was like, are you sick? Like, do you have something in your throat? It was really weird.
Oh, that is weird.
That's,
yeah.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Okay,
like,
so.
Like, how do you,
Like, how do you respond to that? Yeah, like, no, I don't.
No, why? Do you?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this is what we'll do. We are going to call Mr. Corey, and then, girl, like I said, hopefully we can figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, and possibly get you another date.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll see.
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Honey, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Corey?
Yes, this is. Who's this?
Oh. Hello, Corey.
Oh, hi, Corey.
He's got a nice voice, doesn't
he? Does.
He
does. Yeah,
very
I like
nice.
It.
So, Corey, this is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. You're on the morning show, my man.
Yeah.
Right here in Madtown.
That's right.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, he has a fun voice, too.
It is fun. Yes.
So, listen. Yeah. The word out on social media is that you are the hottie on Match.com.
That's right.
Okay. Not only.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not only is that, my man, like, you just love a variety of different things. Like, you enjoy going to football games here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You love farmers markets. Uh-huh. So, you know, he likes some fresh vegetables.
He's healthy.
Some flowers.
Like it.
Okay. Uh-huh. And then you also like to date lovely women as well. That are in Madtown and surrounding areas. Like Amelia. Do you remember her? Amelia.
Amelia. Yes. Yeah. Of course I remember Amelia.
Yeah.
We chatted for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. It was like 3 weeks ago, I think, the last time we spoke with her. But we're kind of wondering, like, what happened, my man? You guys went out to dinner.
Yeah.
She was, I mean, we like, definitely hit it off when we were chatting on Match. But then I don't know, I just, you know, we met in real life and just like the energy was super different. And
how so?
Yeah, how so? Tell us.
I don't know. I mean, her I feel like I have a very strong sensitivity to like sounds and voices and stuff. And
yeah.
She just sounded, she had like a baby voice. It felt like she was like a 9-year-old from like the Valley or something. I don't know. She was really cool though, and we like totally hit it off, and I had a nice time. But it was just like
from the Valley.
I don't know. It's just one of those things of like in the moment. It just felt like it was rubbing me the wrong way. So, but she was sweet. But
So she was like, hi, Corey, you, like, want to go out? Because I totally would, like, totally go out with you. Like, okay?
Yeah, no, it wasn't so too far.
You didn't like that?
If I can remember correctly.
Okay, so you know what? Listen, I get it. There are sometimes are some people's voices that really are just really ridiculously annoying.
Yeah, there are.
And you can't help it.
That's true. I mean, it was so annoying, though. Like, you guys had so much in common when you had been talking before you met. It was just so annoying. Mm-hmm. It kind of erased.
It's like the first time she opened up her mouth.
Yeah,
you were
just like,
oh, hell no. I need to run.
Right.
It wasn't like nails on a chalkboard.
Okay.
But it was definitely like a different enough sound where I felt where it was. Yeah. I couldn't think about anything else. I just was like,
got it.
This is how you're speaking. This is how you're speaking to me. I thought she was like sick or something like that. I was hoping she was sick.
Okay. Well, listen, here's the cool thing about this, my man. You are actually on Second Date Update.
Yes, you are.
And Miss Amelia has been listening to this whole conversation.
Yeah.
And I have to back her up for a second because to me, she does not sound like a 9-year-old Valley girl.
She didn't.
But
sound like that.
To him,
yeah,
she does.
I'm literally from Seattle. Like, this is ridiculous. Like,
Shane from the Valley.
Also, like, I don't even feel like you needed to introduce me at this point because he could just let me speak and then his ears could bleed. Like, truly.
Right. Oh, yes.
Yes, honey.
You have hit a nerve today.
Yes, you have.
Go ahead, Corey.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should not have.
Are you? You didn't sound sorry.
That was not. Well, I didn't know that you were listening.
Right. You don't want to be too honest.
I'm sorry for hearing your feelings.
Yeah.
I should have been more upfront about that. That's
sure.
For sure. I should have. But I also didn't know how to say that as well.
How
without
can you,
being mean. And here I am being mean.
Oh, you didn't know how to. Okay, you just didn't know how to say, like, your voice is horrible and dogs are going to be howling.
Oh,
cool.
Honey.
No, I get it.
Oh
no. I mean, how can you say that? I don't think he meant anything by it. It just so happens.
It so happens that her voice sounds like nails on a chalkboard.
Annoys him. Yeah. It just so happened.
You know, there's really nothing we can really do. I mean, her voice is her voice.
Yeah, her voice is her voice.
All right, so
we tried.
Obviously, we can't make a love connection here.
No, we're not magicians here.
We are not Chuck Woolery.
Even on most days we are, but yeah, you know. Yeah. So
I'm taking this as a no then.
Yes,
for another
no.
date.
Is that a no?
From both sides
now? No. 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 I'm sure it's a no from her. Why would
Yeah.
Well, Amelia, I think you have a lovely voice, girl, so you just keep doing your thing.
That's right, girl.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure.
No problem. Then, Corey, go get yourself some Q-tips and start de-waxing.
That's right.
Carissa and the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.